Hey everyone, welcome to the Sinai DX Effect podcast. Today's Monday meltdown, obviously, in the world of Sinai DX. And I want to go on a topic of this discussion that really hits me personally. Maybe you guys can kind of relate. I've always believed in being a firm supporter of anyone and anything they do, whether it be sports, whether it be college, any type of job offering that may take them to bigger and better heights. And I tried as hard as I can to support anybody who's wanting to pursue something that's going to make them happier or a goal in life and want to support. On the other hand, I've noticed here lately, I've only been doing this podcast now, it makes almost a week, and I really enjoy doing this. I really like reaching out to people. There's a lot of you guys out there I've been checking out and listening to. You've got some great material out there, and you guys keep it the great work. So the thing I want to talk about is, why can't people be real with you about something? So many people have, throughout the years, 2 years, as I've told you guys before, I've got a YouTube channel called Most Wanted. And for the longest time, all I've ever wanted to do was do something with my kids, as far as doing videos go. They've got their own thing. My oldest son's got his channel's called King Salt. My youngest son, he has a YouTube channel called King Gringar, which is famous Pokemon in the Pokemon world. Very supportive of what they're doing. I support it 100%. And throughout 2 years of YouTube, I haven't really had a lot of success there with just only 11 subscribers, and I've been trying to reach multiple outlets out there as far as social media, and I have gained some, a little bit of success. None of my stuff's monetized. But the problem I have here, and this kind of goes along with the new podcast too, is that I constantly send people a link to stuff that I've been doing, and even family members, and it just seems like you ask them about it and say, hey, what do you think? Give me some feedback. What do you think about my podcast? What do you think about the YouTube video? And they can't be really honest with me about it. Like, I can tell they're lying to me, like they didn't check it out or whatever. Look, if you don't want to check it out, just say, look, I don't want to check it out. Just be honest with me. It's not like it's going to hurt my feelings or anything. I know that if YouTube or podcasting ain't your thing, that's fine. But just be real with me. Don't sit there and say, oh, if I ask you, oh, what was your favorite video you saw on there? And not even be able to tell me a title, but I can't even describe what something I did in the video. And I've dealt with this for so long that I just, I wasn't going to speak on it, was not going to even try to, but it pisses me off. I just expect people to be real with me. I don't expect people to listen, or I don't expect them to follow the link and just that deal. It's just the freedom of just checking it out. Don't lie to me and say you did, knowing damn well you didn't. And it's just kind of disappointing that, these same people, I've supported them in their life changes and goals and what they wanted to do. And yet they can't even be honest with me and say, oh, I'm not down with that stuff. I don't know how to do it or whatever. I can show you how to open the link if you have a problem with it. Or if you just don't want to check it out, just say, hey, look, I don't want to see it. I don't want to check it out. Simple as that. Simple honesty does not bother me. At least I know where you're coming from. So don't bullshit me. So it just makes me wonder where honesty's going through these days, which honestly, if you look in the news, honesty's going to hell anyway. But anyway, that's it for the Monday meltdown. If you guys got anything, just chime in, or if you got anything you want to talk about, please hit a link to my podcast and let me know what you want to talk about. And as always, you just got your daily dose of cyanide, and we'll catch you next time.